Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And yes, spring training is right around the corner. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the soft opening Calico Fish House in the Sunset Beach area of Huntington Beach on Pacific Coast Highway, will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we have a real grab bag with Chef Andrew this morning. A lot of areas around tipping. Also, you're starting to see more fine dining restaurants that actually are not accepting cash, which is kind of interesting because a lot of us, of course, for a more expensive meal, use a credit card. But there are those of us out there that still do carry cash and would like that as an option. And I can see cashless at some fast casual places, some of the coffee companies. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I can see the business philosophy behind that. But for a fine dining restaurant where, you know, the tab can approach $100 a guest, if for some reason a guest wants to pay in cash, hospitality says you accept cash. So we'll get into that with Chef Andrew. Also, something interesting I'm starting to see on a lot of restaurant receipts that suggest a tip amount. They'll give you a figure for 15, 20, 20%. But the interesting thing is some restaurants calculate that on the check after sales tax is on there. So you're tipping on tax. Others, which I think are doing it in a more democratic fashion, suggest that tip amount pre-tax. So we'll ask Chef Andrew, you know, how he feels about all of that. Also, some restaurants are now starting to have a mandatory service charge, not called a tip. It is a service charge. And the question is that a tip? Where is that money going? And I'm talking about for parties that are not six or more. You know, usually restaurants put a service charge or a mandatory tip on parties of six or more for a very specific reason. They don't want their staff to get shortchanged, particularly when a group is definitely harder to take care of. So a lot of restaurant etiquette that we're going to get into this morning. As always, we do appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. A lot of good information there that enhances what we do on Saturday morning and also gives you a preview of what we're doing the next week. Facebook's easy. It's SoCal Restaurant Show. Website, we need to start there, is SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week, as we have been for the last 10 years, by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. First of all, for any clueless guys out there that haven't made their plans yet for Valentine's Day, oops. A little later in the show, we have a save for you. Really an outstanding evening with five accomplished chefs serving your party with a group that's limited to about 30 people, but in, you know, very comfortable seating in a great location. And again, guys, if you haven't made your plans yet, here's a fail-safe. Also, the other thing to keep in mind is Valentine's Day is a very tough day for restaurants. A lot of high expectations, a lot of tables of two. The better strategy is many restaurants will run their Valentine's Day menu either a couple days before or a couple days after Valentine's Day. And the smart money, that's what you do, because it's going to be a more comfortable dining experience for all concerned. I hate to start the show on a bit of sadness, but I do want to acknowledge the passing of a very accomplished food writer this week, a good friend of the show. This is Barbara Hansen, who for many years was a food staff writer at the LA Times. Really a wonderful journalist, unbounding curiosity, and a very, very fine writer. She specialized in regional Mexican cuisine, also the cuisines of South America, also knew all the regional Indian food, and wrote about it, and in 2012 actually wrote a guidebook to Korean dining in Los Angeles, which was really quite a work. Barbara left us this week at 90, but her writings will, you know, survive forever. And again, in terms of her contribution to food journalism, both locally and nationally, there was only one, Barbara Hansen. I had the privilege of dining with her at many media events over a long period of time. She always asked wonderful, insightful questions, and then was able to translate that into the written word in just an exemplary manner. Again, Barbara Hansen, longtime staff writer for the food section of the LA Times. And, you know, as I say, we will cherish her memory, and I will definitely miss the restaurant meals with her and her observations on the cuisine and the personnel and the environment in the restaurants. A lot going on today. As I mentioned before, we do have a fail-safe Valentine's Day opportunity for the guys out there, that if you really want to go out on Valentine's Day, you know, here is going to be an inside-the-park home run for you. We'll get to that later in the show. It is actually a private chef booking platform that also does pop-ups. It's called Chefrably, and the last time we had Anne-Marie Panarin in studio, who by coincidence is sitting across from the console from me now and will be our next segment. Anne-Marie did an article on them for Voice of OC previously, and we had a chance to talk a little bit about them. I had a chance a few weeks ago to be able to experience a Chefrably dinner for myself, five guest chefs, a guest mixologist, really an incredible evening in a wonderful environment and very creative. So we're going to be talking with the founder of Chefrably a little later in the show, get insight on what he's up to, but also with the Valentine's Day plans that he has. Anne-Marie is going to be talking about an experience she recently had, a very exclusive experience aboard Princess Cruises' newest ship, the Discovery Princess, something called the 360 Experience, that is a fully immersive experience for all the senses, including food and beverage. She'll also be talking about a recent column that she did. Another good friend of the SoCal Restaurant Show, Dean Kim of the OC Baking Company. These are his hits of where he goes when he's away from the OC Baking Company. We always enjoy talking with Dean Kim. Then we are going to have a chance to walk down memory lane in the Los Angeles restaurant business. We're going to be visiting again with George Geary, who is a chef, a baker, and a food historian. His newest book is LA's Landmark Restaurants, celebrating the legendary locations where Angelenos have dined for generations. And George, with each of these profiled restaurants, also has recipes that can be done at home from these historic restaurants, some of which fortunately are still with us, like El Cholo. They're celebrating their 100th birthday this year. Some, sadly, are not. So, again, a lot on the menu this morning. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's Anne-Marie Panarin, the voice of OC's food columnist. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.